of Midlothian Council before I then pass over to the committee members to question both yourself and Ricky Moffat about the petition. Just so you're clear about the powers of the petition committee, there are three main areas. One is that we could, at the end of the committee, once we reach a decision, we could decide to take no action, in which case we'll give you the reasons. Or alternatively, we can pass the petition to the relevant director or other council committees to look into, with or without any specific recommendation. If the petition relates to another public organisation, we may pass it on to that organisation with or without any specific recommendation. Okay, so is that quite clear, yeah? So can I just ask you, when you're speaking to, you can use a microphone there, and when you're finished speaking, switch it off.
Sure, no problem.
Please.
The petition that we have here is, do you want me to read the title of the petition? Yeah. It's, we, the undersigned bus users, strongly object to the scheduled changes to the Lothian bus number 15 and number 40 bus routes. The changes will directly affect many, cutting off the link from Auchendinny and Roslyn to Morningside and Edinburgh City Centre, and meaning that there's no useful service passing Asda from Auchendinny or Roslyn. In 2012, there was a public consultation, but there was no sign that this vital community link would be withdrawn. The service has been withdrawn with no consultation or engagement. Miller Homes have recently built 120 new houses in Auchendinny, with homeowners having bought on the understanding that there was a direct link, bus link to Edinburgh. Auchendinny is an expanding community who should be receiving enhanced services, not a reduction. Likewise, for Roslyn residents, Morningside holds many of our local services, jobs and amenities put in place due to the presence of the 15 bus. The new service does not serve the needs of the growing local community, and to withdraw this service would be a grave error of judgment, and we oppose the move. We hereby petition Midlothian Council to recommend to the Council and Lothian Buses that they review or rescind their decision to alter the 15 and 40 Lothian bus routes. In email communication from Ian Biniowski from Lothian Buses, he states that they are, and I quote, altering the route of the 15 after regular criticism from passengers in the Pennycook area that the journey time to and from the city centre on the service was prohibitively slow. I put it to you that a bus company should not and ought not to be able to change a route to the detriment of two communities because of a number of complaints from an area who already have multiple bus choices, particularly now that the 47 goes down Lothian Road. I understand that Lothian Buses are running a business and that the routes need to be viable on a commercial basis, but Midlothian Council were providing financial support for the Pennycook-Roslyn stretch on Saturdays and Sundays on the 15 bus, and we think that they have an obligation to keep this vital link into the south side of Edinburgh. When Lothian Buses discussed the changes with Midlothian Council in December 2014, they stated in the Freedom of Information document that we acquired that, and again this is a direct quote, Lothian Buses would consider that Midlothian Council are satisfied with the replacement service 40, which will now provide links within Midlothian on a fully commercial basis. However, in our opinion, the constituents are not satisfied, and in 5 days we got more than 400 signatures of people opposed to the changes. The number 40 is not a suitable replacement. With the alterations to the 40 route, it no longer serves Asda or IKEA, again removing a vital link for many who live in the area and who use the community services such as the breastfeeding cafe in IKEA. Now people from Auchendinny and Roslyn cannot attend that by public transport. Aside from the hassle, the time wasted in the interchange, because the interchange is now between two half-hourly buses. If we want to go into Morningside, we need to get a bus which is every half hour and change to another bus which is every half hour, which could add on an extra hour to the journey, besides which we need to go almost back to Pennycook to get to a safe interchange for the bus. The safety implications of road crossing and walking on dark stretches of road, I know there's been quite a lot of concern about that. There's a financial implication if these changes go ahead. Instead of paying £1.50 for a single journey into Edinburgh, we'll now be paying £3 or maybe even £3.50 if we need to change to two buses, and that could be for a single journey because some people only make a one-way journey. I understand that the argument would be, but a day saver is only 50 pence more than a return fare, but some people only make the single journey in. I think that this change is in no way encouraging people, particularly in Roslyn and Auchendinny, to use public transport. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. Before I hand it over to the committee to ask any questions, I'll ask Ricky Moffat to speak on behalf of the Lothian Council. Okay.
Thanks, Chair. I suppose I would share any concerns when there are changes made to the bus network, particularly when there are bus services that the local communities are both happy with and enjoyed for a period of time. The unfortunate thing, though, given bus deregulation, is that when any bus operator wishes to make a change, and that can be for a variety of reasons, but generally speaking, it's on a commercial basis, they're required to do two things. There's a slight difference between the process in Scotland than there is in England. When a bus operator proposes to make a change, whether that be a provision of a new route or amendment to an existing route or indeed cancellation of a specific route, 70 days before that change is made, they contact the local authority, its travel team, and that's in confidence. It's something that happens only in Scotland, and it's on the strict understanding that the information that the bus company are coming forward with is to allow the local authority to look at potential implications and changes that they may need to make. So, for example, if there are timetables that need to be altered, if there are bus flag information that needs to be altered, or indeed, if there's any opportunity where, for example, we have another bus operator who's doing not necessarily a parallel journey, but something in the area, whether we could see if we could tweak that to kind of meet some of the needs of the changes that are lost. So that kind of window of opportunity is offered in Scotland. Then at a point 56 days before the change is made, that's when the changes become publicised. They are registered with the Traffic Commissioner to see what, if any, objections there may be, and also that's the appropriate period to cancel a particular route. So in this particular instance, we were aware 70 days beforehand. We had the discussions with Lothian Buses as to what they would retain, both from an Auchendinny perspective and Roslyn. And they were quite clear that, as has been mentioned already, that they saw the potential changes being more beneficial to them and to a wider number of people in the Pennycook corridor. Hence, they were going forward with the changes. So that 56-day notice did two things. One, alerted us to the various changes that were being made across the council area. And secondly, it was to cancel the subsidised route where, as already been alluded to, we did have a subsidy there. What we also did is we spoke to First Bus to see what, if anything, they would be prepared to do. And what they were able to do is there's the service that comes through Auchendinny in the morning and returns at night, and they were able to agree that limited stop bus would stop in Auchendinny to allow a limited number of spaces available there. But again, in the discussions, at this point in time, what Lothian Buses have said is that they will let the changes happen and they will monitor it. And then at the next round, if there is any scope to do anything, then they may consider it. But in terms of this authority's direct influence over Lothian Buses, that's as far as we can take it. They are, as I say before, a commercial service like any other, and they make the decisions based on what they perceive to be best for them and for the majority of their customers. So I'll pause at that point, Chair.
Thank you. Any members of the committee wish to speak or to question any of the previous speakers? Councillor Baxter.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Emma. I'm a long-time bus user. I've not had a car for about 30 years, and I use the bus a lot, so I know where you're coming from. I travelled here on the number 40, in fact. I've also had a lot of meetings with Lothian buses and First Bus when they operated more widely here. As Ricky said, they operate as commercial entities. There's no question about it. So in my experience, you've got to go to them with a viable proposition economically. With that in mind, I'd like to play the devil's advocate and say to you the kind of things that they would say to me. First thing is that people are resistant to change. If we introduce these changes, then in a year's time we decide to put them back to the way they were, they would say there's a good chance you'll get 410 people who'll say, no, we don't like that. We want to get into the Newington corridor and we can't now. And that's another issue, is that you mentioned people travelling to Newington and Brunsfield. I sometimes want to do that myself from Bonnyrigg, in which case I get the 31 to Captain's Road and number 11 takes me there. And it's something I've got used to. I don't feel that, you know, it's something that, you know, it's part of Edinburgh, which certainly from my own perspective is not somewhere where I tend to go to a lot. And that's one question I'd like to ask you. How many people want to go to that part of Edinburgh as opposed to going to the Newington corridor, which is now being served? They're really the main points I'd like to ask you, if you can maybe give you responses.
At the moment, the interchange from Roslyn or Auchendinny onto the 47 or the 37 or the 67 or indeed the First Bus 62 is a very easy interchange. It's very simple. We can get the 15 or the 40 to the end of the road and then very easily get into Newington. And the 47 is a very direct route into Newington and then down Lothian Road. The number of people, I get the 15 on a very regular basis, maybe 8-10 times a week, and I have never been the only one at the bus stop. I have often been the person who has to collapse my pram because there's another pram. In fact, last week there were 4 prams on the bus and they all had to collapse their prams. It's a very used service. It's a direct link into Morningside, where there are lots of baby groups, healthcare issues, you know. Morningside is our local services, I would say, in terms of if you were driving into Edinburgh from Roslyn or Auchendinny, Morningside would be the first place you would hit. The new interchange in order to get to Morningside, it's going to make the journey to Morningside upwards of an hour, whereas at the moment it's 25 minutes. The 37 is by no means a direct link to Edinburgh from Roslyn. I'm leaving out Auchendinny at the moment because the 37 is not going through there. But to say that the 37 is providing the people of Roslyn with a direct link to Edinburgh is a total misnomer, because it goes through Lonehead and then it doubles back on itself through Straighton and then it goes down the bridges. The journey from Roslyn, therefore, to the centre of town takes upwards of 55 minutes. Which is not a direct, swift passage. I've had a look at the new timetables are now published on Lothian Bus's website, and it's just it's not a direct, quick link into Edinburgh. If you were commuting to Glasgow, and you were accustomed to getting the 15 down to Haymarket, because that's quite an easy interchange from Lothian Road to Haymarket, it's much, much quicker than getting the 37. It'll add at least 40 minutes onto your commute. So as far as I'm concerned, the 15 is a very well-used bus. And as the status quo stands, it serves Roslyn very well and it serves the interchange to the bridges very well, because the 15 and the 40 go through town, go down to Bilston, and then the buses that go into town are very, very regular. So that makes a successful interchange. Whereas the other way, to interchange onto a bus into Morningside for a half-hourly bus, is not going to be a successful interchange. You could end up standing there for 29 minutes waiting for the bus. And for Auchendinny, they're going to have to get the 40 along to the end of the road and then change on to the 37 or the 47. And in order for them to get the 15, they need to go back to Morris Wood to interchange onto that. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I'm just wondering if one option, again, timetabling looks as if it would mean it would take quite a while. If somebody from Roslyn could get the 37 to where it connects with the number 11.
To Kames Crossroads?
Yeah.
That's what Lothian Bus have suggested as a route into Morningside, but again, it takes 55 minutes. And that's if your interchange works correctly with the timings. It's a big road to cross. And I would be concerned that if people are getting off the 37 in order to catch the 11 and they see the 11 coming and you have to cross the road, it's a temptation, you know, to run across the road and people with buggies. It's not, and particularly if you're having to collapse a buggy, I seem to be focusing on the mother's side of things, but for obvious reasons. If you have to collapse a buggy and put it on the bus and then get off the bus, collapse, get the buggy up again and then collapse it again, I challenge you to do that without breaking a sweat and without lots of people on the bus tutting at you.
Thanks very much for that. This is actually one issue that I've asked Lothian Buses about, is the strength of their data. Particularly, they know where people get on, because that's when they issue the tickets or people use the rider cards, but they don't really know where people get off. And this is the, sorry to interrupt,
yes, but
going back to your statement that it's cutting off a link to Morningside and Brunsfield, it'd be interesting to know how many people actually want to get there, because I don't know the area particularly well, but there aren't that many offices down there. Maybe these people are going into the centre of Edinburgh. I don't know.
There actually are quite a lot of offices in the Toll Cross area. There's the RBS buildings and Standard Life building. They're all in the Toll Cross area down at Exchange Square. So actually there are quite a lot of people who get the bus. When I was working, I would occasionally get the 7:15 or the 7:45 bus, and it was always very full. And people would get off along Morningside and down to Toll Cross.
So these people are going to the Toll Cross. It's not that far from the west end of Princess Street. Do you know what the difference is in timing from the current journey to get them to Lothian Road compared to going on, say, a 37 that would take them along Princess Street? And I appreciate Princess Street takes a long time to get down on the bus. Do you know what the differences are in timing?
Well, as far as I'm aware, because it said that it takes 50 minutes to get to Northbridge from Roslyn. So then you're adding on the journey along Princess Street. So it would be an hour at least to get to the west end of Princess Street. Whereas on the 15 at the moment, it's 35-40 minutes. So it's a considerable difference, particularly if you're starting work at 8:30, even 8 o'clock. Personally, I start work at 8:30 in Morningside, and I would have to leave the house. I looked at the timetables last night at 7:15 in order to get there, which is ridiculous.
Does anyone else have any comments or questions? Councillor Rosen.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's maybe not so much a question as such, it's more an observation, and I don't know if it's something we could put forward, is I'm talking, no, from the Auchendinny side, I use the 15 quite a few times from Pennycook to get into town. I don't mind the long journey round through everywhere. But I did notice that last week when I was on it, that, and I paid particular attention, that, you know, we're talking about the interchange here. And, yeah, you're right. You can't go from Auchendinny and then easily change onto the 15. Because it comes out onto the Joe Carriageway there, and then it will go up and then turn down and towards Roslyn before you could get off from Auchendinny. Whereas the 15 then will go from Goukley Moss roundabout off into the bush. Whereas if there were a bus stop on the Joe Carriageway, it would make things a bit easier from that side. And I'm just talking about the Auchendinny side here. And it might make it, I'm wondering whether it would even make it easier. And I know you've got to get across the Joe Carriageway, but there's traffic lights there, is coming from Roslyn, getting off at the Joe Carriageway and crossing the road at the traffic lights. And then if there was a bus stop that side, whether that would be maybe easier for connections.
I do agree with you there, actually, because at the end of Pennycook Road towards Gackley Moss roundabout, as you're heading towards Gackley Moss, there's a bus stop on the left-hand side and it's rarely used. If the bus stop were placed around the corner onto the dual carriageway before the pedestrian crossing, it might be a more successful place for an interchange to be. Because as it stands, we would have to get off the bus if we were interchanging there. We'd get off the bus towards the end of Pennycook Road and then you'd have to cross at the roundabout and then walk down Easterbush Road a good 200 metres to the bus stop there. So if there was a rethink of some of the bus stops around there, that could be a compromise to be seen, because it would make it much safer and more accessible, I suppose.
Yeah, Councillor Muirhead.
Ricky, there's a fair bit in this petition about the public consultation that took place in 2012. You've mentioned that the bus company notifies the council 70 days in advance and then it goes public at 56 days. What's actually the requirements on them to consult about this? How do they do it, if they do it? And have they actually met the requirements in this instance?
My understanding is that there is no legal requirement to do public consultation. Essentially, once it goes into the public domain, that's them telling the travelling public and the traffic commissioner this is what they are doing. Any consultation that they do, as I understand it, is on a voluntary basis, that keeping their customers aware, is there anything that we should be looking at, that type of thing. But when they make a registration change, such as they've done here, there is no requirement to actually do public consultation in the truest sense.
So was the, you may be able to answer, 2012, which is referred to here as a consultation, was it done on the basis of more significant changes that were happening at that time? Were you aware of that?
Sorry, I couldn't give you any feedback on that, Jim.
It was done on the basis of, it was asking people how they used the buses, and also if the buses were improved, if people would increase their bus use, to which 86% people said yes, they would increase the bus use. And they also asked if there were a night bus introduced, would the people use it, would the people in Roslyn use it? And interestingly, only 58% said yes, they definitely would. And evenly with that consultation, they've still gone ahead and given us a night bus, which is great, but I don't know how well it will be used. I think the money would be better used, providing us with an option to go down to Morningside, the option that we have at the moment, and an option for Auchendinny, because they're totally being left in the lurch.
That seems to me to be a marketing exercise rather than and they may have labelled it as a consultation.
Well,
but what were they trying to find out what the potential market was like?
It was actually an SNP consultation. It was a consultation by Owen Thompson and Colin Beattie. And it was it was in order to go forward, I think, to try and maintain and retain the services and improve upon them. In fact, at the time in 2012, I had an email correspondence with Andrew Coventry, who assured me, and in the email he wrote, if the SNP form the next administration of Mid Lothian Council, we will be doing our utmost to ensure that bus services are protected and hopefully improved. Sorry.
Right, okay, so we've got three possible actions that the committee can take here with the petition. I mean, my view would be that we pass the petition on to the Lothian Buses, but I think we should try and formulate some sort of recommendation to put with that, you know. Councillor Baxter.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I think we should pass the petition on so at least they're aware of it, but as I said, my experience in the past is that it doesn't really cut much ice with them. What I feel that we can do is to review the interchanges, assuming this is going to go ahead and it's going to be there for some time. The interchange areas, make sure we have bus stops that are easy to get to for people who are crossing the road. They might be rushing, as you say, because they've just got off one bus and they see another one coming. Make sure those bus stops have shelters as well and people aren't standing out in the rain. Possibly look at bus trackers, although I appreciate these days everyone's got them on the mobile phone, so it's maybe an expense that is not really worth it. Maybe it's better to have more shelters than spending the money on that. But maybe that's something we can look at to fulfil your commitment to the electorate before the last election.
Is there any way that we could recommend that, because the 15 at the moment will be serving Easterbush, and Easterbush are going to be served by three buses. As far as I'm aware, the only time that people get off that bus or use that stop in the morning is coming away from town and going into town in the evening. Is there any way we could have a changeover so that in the morning, rather than going through Easterbush, the 15 goes through Auchendinny and Roslyn and then up Seafield Road, and then in the evening, the other way around? Because that would seem like quite a logical thing to do for the number of people using the bus stop, because it will be very interesting to see when this change goes ahead how well the 15 is used by Pennycook users, if that usage increases, and also if it is used by people at Easterbush in the mornings going from Easterbush into town and in the afternoons coming to Easterbush, because it would strike me as it would only be the opposite way that the buses would be used from Easterbush.
Councillor Rosie. Yeah, I mean, as I say, I had a meeting with Ian. You can probably better than me. But anyway, and on that, what I was told was that the 15, now that it's been sort of change of route, it's a fairly direct bus now right into the centre of Edinburgh. And we were told that it's actually going to be quicker than the present 37 and getting to the east end of Princes Street, beside it where the old GPO is. The 15 is now going to be a quicker route, but once again, that's and it probably will be well used now by Pennycook.
Yes, but that means then that Pennycook have got a few quick options into town and Roslyn and Auchendinny have none. So why should that be? Why should they change the status quo in order to help people of Pennycook to the detriment of all the people in Roslyn and Auchendinny? Also, I mean, you've said, sorry, that the Lothian buses aren't obliged to give reasonings, but is that even the case if the route is partly funded by Mid Lothian Council, as is the case with the 15?
Yeah, as I said to you before, the two things that they did at the 56-day stage was to register the new route, but also to cancel the existing contract. Essentially, what they were saying is that regardless of any subsidy, they believe that the growth that they're going to get from the Pennycook corridor far outweighs anything that this council was able to subsidise.
Thank you.
I know that just through experience in my own area, what seem like sensible options for changes to buses often, when you have it explained to you, are a lot more complicated than that and have knock-on issues. Is what Emma's, have you any idea if, at this stage, if what Emma's suggesting with the alternating the, sorry, was it the 15?
Yeah.
To go with the bush at some points and then through Auchendinny at others, is that something that we could put to them as an alternative, or have you any idea if anything like that was considered by the travel team and them when they were in discussions?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I'm going to describe him as a bit of an anorak, Carl Vanter, and I think everybody that knows Carl, I mean, Emma's expressed a real passion for the buses here, but quite honestly, Emma, if you speak to Carl Vanter, he kind of sleeps and dreams about them and all the rest of it. And any option, and all options, Carol's thought of it. I had a detailed discussion with both him and Trevor Dockett to look after the travel team, and they looked at all the various options. What came back from Lothian Buses, it was quite clear that, just as Derek and Ian have suggested, that the new 15 is going to be absolutely quicker and more attractive to the people that are going to use it. and the route that they've chosen is designed to do that, taking it off through Auchendinny and indeed Roslyn is going to have an impact on that, and that's why they were reluctant to vary from it. So I'd suggest that we have looked at the various options to see if there was anything that could try and mirror what was there previously as best they could, and the changes that they've came up with that start this Sunday are the ones that they believe will, with all due respect to the people in Roslyn and Auchendinny, they will benefit the greater numbers, and that's kind of why they brought the changes about.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, myself and the other two ward councillors met with Lothian Buses a few weeks ago, and Carl Vinters was there as well. And one issue that was raised in our local area was to have a variation similar to the one that you were talking about, but obviously different, it's a different geographical area. But the message we got back from Lothian Buses was that they're very reluctant to vary routes at different times of the day, or you know, at the moment, like we've got the 31 goes splits into two in the centre of Bonnyrigg, and it's the same, I think, with the 37 in Penicuik. They're although reluctant to do that kind of thing, they will do it if they see a real need, but they're very reluctant to do it unless there's a very strong case. Perhaps there is a strong case, I'm not sure it'd be very strong here, and it's something that we can suggest to them and say, look, is there some way you can maybe do this? Because I think that would be quite a good solution if you did that.
I can understand, though, from their point of view, at what time do you swap it over? And how reliable can it be if it's swapping around? So I can understand that it's not ideal for a company to try to do that for a bus company.
It's going to happen so with the 37. I mean, every second one's going to go to the bush.
That's very
true.
The other one
goes into it. Yeah. You know, so that is going to be alternated that way. So they're doing it with the 37.
Yeah,
the Bilston, it'll go to the bush, yeah. One of them. The other one next
That time. Timetable is one of the most complicated timetables I've ever seen. The new one that they've put on the internet, it's incredibly complex.
Can I just ask a question, Ricky? It was mentioned about the bus stops. Is that our responsibility as the council, or is that Midlothian Buses?
No, that's our direct responsibility, both in terms... What would happen if we wanted to site a new bus stop? We would organise a meeting of the bus stop working party, which involves usually the bus operator, ourselves and the police. We would look at it from a road safety perspective. And also the bus companies, clearly they would look at it from, well, what is it we're trying to do here, who is it we're trying to pick up. So that would be the first thing. Then if it was agreed, we would then, if it was just a simple bus stop or pole, we would organise that. If it was a shelter, then clearly there's funding needs which are more extensive, but we would bear the brunt of that if that was the case.
Thanks, Chair. Just following on from that, what are the council's responsibilities as regards road safety? Because obviously if the bus routes and timetables change such that people are more likely to be wanting to cross the road in a hurry, do we take that kind of thing into account when bus timetables change?
To be honest, I don't think we would get into that level of detail, Ian, and looking at every bus stop and the potential for, interchanges. I would be very doubtful that we got into that level of detail. The bus timetables are what they are to allow them to do their various turnarounds, and then anything that falls is usually as a consequence. If there was a road safety issue that arose, then clearly we would look at it. Then it would be for us to consider whether we wanted to put in some kind of infrastructure, i.e. a crossing, to try and address that.
Is that not something that the bus group working party should look at, though? I mean, where you've got significant sort of changes like we've got here, and with the best will in the world, to try to please everybody, it's not going to happen. You're going to look increasingly to people having to get more than one bus. Therefore, the interchange issue becomes really important. And that would be a role that we would definitely have in terms of assessing where best to site bus stops when changes were made. And I think we do need to... I'm surprised, actually, that if we don't take into account the situations that have been described today. We didn't think about, well, you know, if people haven't to make that interchange, it's obviously if they miss a bus, they've got another half hour to wait. It could be an issue. Can we adjust the siting of the stop to make sure that we maximise on the safety of the thing? And I realise you're saying you take the police along and they'll look at it from a road safety point of view, but that was kind of contradicted with your answer to that question there. So I'm surprised if we didn't, and I would think that maybe we should, and that in this instance we do need to have a look at the whole picture of how people for different areas are going to really use the bus service in practical terms, and make as much adjustments as we can to resolve these problems or to make it a bit easier for them. Because I think it's easy for this committee to say we'll pass it on to somebody else to have a look at it. But to be honest, we're looking for, to be honest with people and saying, actually, you know what, there's probably very little we can do here in terms of the bus company. We know that the likelihood, as Ian said, or them changing their mind on this is remote. So what can we, and the responsibilities that we've got as a council, do to kind of mitigate this? And to me, it's that issue that's the most important one here, is addressing the issues, if there are any, with the interchanges.
Sorry, I was going to come back, Jim. Sorry, if I perhaps misrepresented what I was really meaning. No, absolutely, the focus of the bus stop working party isn't just about, we need a bus stop, I will put it there, that's it. Clearly, road safety is a big concern. And they would look at the siting of the bus stop in terms of where it is on the road network. Can a bus stop safely? It then looks at, okay, if it stops safely, where are people getting on and where are they going to, and are there safe links? So, sorry, it does look at all that aspect of it. What it wouldn't do is, right, okay, the current 15 gets somebody there at 1 o'clock, say, and it takes them 15 minutes to walk up there to get that bus. Is that adequate time? It probably wouldn't go into that level of detail. That really was. Because as you know, and as we're seeing here, bus timetables can change for a variety of reasons. So whilst it would be, okay, it meets that now, what if it changes in 3 months' time? Do we change it again? So that's where the difficulty comes in.
Can I just say, you know, in response to Councillor Muirhead, I mean, you're quite right, actually, that, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to Lothian Buses. You know, it's their decision. However, this committee at least has the point of making people's feelings known to Lothian Buses, you know. And so in that respect, it plays a positive role. So, Councillor Baxter.
I think the question of the interchange, I referred to the 15, but actually what it would do is, I'm talking back about the Auchendinny one coming out onto the Joe Carriageway now, would open the possibility of, okay, a 37, and that's what they wanted, but the X62, which is quite a quick service in Edinburgh, that one. So it opens that possibility for that community too.
Yeah, just to say, Ricky's right that, you know, bus timetables and routes change all the time, but just looking at this map, the route map, it seems that between the turn off to Auchendinny and the turn off to Roslyn, that is always going to be a sort of interchange area, no matter what they do with these routes, because it looks like there will be buses turning off in all these directions. And perhaps the bus stop working group should look closely at that area and see if we should have a more user-friendly, or I don't know if it's user-friendly at the moment, but improve it as much as possible for safety and for comfort. Is that something we can maybe include in the recommendations?
Are you proposing that, Councillor Baxter? I'd be quite very happy to second that, you know, that we pass the...
Well, I wasn't just thinking about that, but if you look at Bilston as well, that looks like a strategic area where maybe, and maybe across Mid Lothian, there are other similar situations where buses interchange and they turn off and people are bound to be changing buses. But specifically, you know, these ones here.
I'm quite happy to support that. I would also think that it's important that we pass the petition on to Lothian Buses, you know, to let them know that there is quite a number of strong feelings in these communities about, you know, the changes which have been inflicted upon them. At the end of the day, they haven't consulted with the local community properly, and you know, they need to do that in future, you know, and they need to have a look at decisions which are going to impact upon people's working lives, you know.
Which is why we need regulation of the buses.
So, we've agreed then that we will send the petition on to the bus stop working party with a recommendation to look at.
No, we'll send the petition on to Lothian Buses, but we'll also pass a recommendation to the bus stop working party that they look closely at the interchanges on these routes from the Mayor.
Okay. Well, I would support that. Is anyone? Okay, so we're going to now pass the petition on, Emma, on to the bus stop working party as well as to Lothian Buses, but with a recommendation to have a look at the interchanges.
At the interchanges for Auchendinny and Roslyn?
Yeah.
For both? Yeah. I think that sounds like a good plan. Because I think you're right. Once these changes are in place and they've already published the timetables, it's going to be very difficult. But for Lothian Buses to have said that they're going to change them for now and then revisit it in a year, people will have got out of the way of using the buses that they wanted to use and maybe go back to using their cars. And I don't think that's what we should be promoting, what you should be promoting as a council.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%, you know. We've got to try and get people out their cars and make public transport as accessible as possible, you know.
Thank you.
Have a proposer for the minutes of the last meeting.
I'll move on.
A seconder, yeah. Councillor Blackton. Thank you.